You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Are you tired of the I can't mindset? The I'm not good enough mindset? Do you feel like your negative thoughts control your life? Well, you came to the right place. Because in the next 30 minutes, you will learn how to break free from the limiting mindset of anxiety, fear, victimization, depression, trauma, and self-hatred by reprogramming your subconscious mind. It's time to master your mind with Dr. Erica.
Hello, good people, and welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. Thank you so much for joining me today. I always start off by saying today is a good day. And I say today is a good day because I'm alive and breathing, which means I have another opportunity to be my best self, another opportunity to love myself unconditionally, and another opportunity to really create and create the best life that I can envision. And so I hope that with 2021, I know we're getting off to a rocky start, but trust me, we are headed in the right direction. I'm feeling love, I'm feeling hope, and I have a special treat for you today. I have a fellow Wakandapreneur with me today, Dr. Joy. She and I often do a lot of the trainings on CBD through our company, Wakanda. And so I brought her in because she is such a dynamic human being and just what she does. I wanted to share her with all of you. And so everyone knows I'm a daily user of CBD. Everyone knows I recommend CBD to all my patients, my family, my friends, really anyone who will listen, because CBD has been so life-changing for me, and it's still so much teaching that we have to do on it. But, you know, if you haven't tried it yet, I encourage you to try it. It provides health for mental symptoms, anxiety, depression, insomnia, and also physical symptoms, pain, just helps with all types of things. We'll get into a little bit of that, but I just want you to know that I'm a psychologist of 23 years. I do coaching, I do therapy, I do CBD. And so if you'd like to learn more about me and the services that I provide, go to www.healthyminds.expert. And so I'm welcoming Dr. Joy M. Smith with me today. And Dr. Joy is a registered pharmacist in the state of Illinois with 7 years of experience in retail, hospital, and ambulatory settings. She obtained her doctorate of pharmacy from Florida A&M University in 2012. Dr. Smith holds additional certifications as an integrative nutrition health coach and level one aromatherapist from the Institute of Integrative Nutrition and the New York Institute for Aromatic Studies, respectively. Her training in traditional medicine and alternative therapies promote wellness and gives her a unique perspective with regard to patient care. She believes that the proper approach to patient care is multifaceted and is not a one-size-fits-all approach. I feel her on that. Rather, healthcare should be tailored to the individual with a focus on holistic wellness and not simply sick care. She is constantly challenging traditional healing methods using essential and plant-based oils and teaches others to do the same. Dr. Smith resides in Chicago with her husband, Damon, and lively, beautiful 5-year-old daughter, Ayana. And so just welcome, Dr. Joy. You are such a beautiful woman, and I just love when we connect because I just feel our energies. So thank you for being here.
I'm so glad that you had me. Thank you so much for asking me on the show. I really, really appreciate it.
Well, I really wanted you to share with my listeners, you know, your expertise in essential oils and really finding CBD and how it's made a difference in your life. Can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah. So Again, thank you for having me. Hello, listeners out there. I'm so excited that I get an opportunity. Hi, baby. I'm so excited that I get an opportunity to come on with Dr. Erica, because as she talks about my spirit, I feel the same way about her. She's just a ball of light. And I love surrounding myself with people that are so positive, are looking for help, are looking to empower and enrich other people. So thank you. In order for me to talk about like my journey with CBD and essential oils, I feel like I got to start at the beginning.
Please.
So I graduated from pharmacy school in 2012, got out. I was working at CVS for a little while, and then I transitioned over to the Cook County Hospital. For those of you in Chicago, work at the Cook County Hospital and have been there. It'll be 8 years this year. But I always felt like there was something more I should be doing. Like, I know in the healthcare profession, you're always giving back to people. You're always giving of yourself. But I felt like there was something else. Like, there was a pull in me. There's something else. So I went, thank you, baby. I went and kind of went on my own health and wellness journey. And that journey was sparked by my brother getting diagnosed with cancer. So my brother got diagnosed with cancer the same year that I was getting married, 2 years after I graduated from college, or graduated from pharmacy school. And he initially, I mean, he was scared initially, as we all were, but he kind of turned that fear around and said, look, I'm not going to allow, first of all, this cancer to tell me what I'm going to do and who I'm going to be, but I'm also not going to allow traditional medicine to be the only thing that I do. So while I'm waiting for my treatments to fall in line and figure out what type of treatments I have to get, I'm going to seek out some natural wellness and some natural healing. So when he went on that journey, he kind of opened up that world for all of us. So, you know, all of us did our different things. My dad got interested in Tai Chi. My brothers were heavy into meditation already. And then I just started going on my own journey. So that led me to becoming an integrative nutrition health coach. It led me to seeking out certification in aromatherapy, because I just knew that the plants that God gave us and the alternative methods of healing were out there. We just don't know that much about them, right? So I went and I did those things, and I had those things under my belt, but I still felt like I want to give back on a deeper level. I want to be able to impact more people. I was an essential oil distributor. Well, I kind of still am, but I'm an essential oil distributor, but I didn't feel like I was reaching the people that I wanted to reach because the company was so large. So I like to say, when Wakanda found me, because it truly did, my husband met our chief medical officer at a networking event. He heard about the mission of the company. He heard about the vision. He heard about the fact that it was centered around providing people with healthier options for their daily living. And he connected me with Dr. Rita. We've been almost inseparable ever since. And it really gave me an opportunity to marry all of my skills, knowing about drug interactions, knowing how plant-based alternatives can play a role in those drug interactions, knowing how plant-based alternatives have some of the same actions as some of our prescription drugs, but just don't have some of the same side effects. It was just amazing to me. And you hear in my bio, I was saying I like to challenge traditional healing methods using plant-based oils. There's an oil for everything. Right. So, and then when I started to learn about how CBD worked, I was one of those people that said, I can't deal with cannabis. It's going to make me lose my license. But when I started to learn the science, I started to learn about the legalities. I started to learn about how something, a cannabis component that you're using, whether it's CBD or any other cannabis component that you're using, as long as it comes from the hemp species of the cannabis plant and it has 0.3% of THC or less, it's not illegal. You couldn't have told me that 3 years ago, you know? So just getting to learn and understand about these plants that God, or whoever your higher power is, that God put on this earth for us to be able to heal from, is just amazing to me. So that's my story.
I love it. And Constance Arnold always says, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. I love your story, because I always say plant-based medicine is ancient medicine. It's not new. Okay,
right.
Societies hundreds of thousands of years before us used plant-based medicine, and we're just simply awakening to the medicinal benefits of it. And I think as a PharmD, again, it's a testament to your ability to not limit yourself. to step outside of the limitations of, to me, our Western medicine, you know, because there's so many other metaphysical types and plant-based types of medicine that will really tap into our body's own natural healing system. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the thing that sold me on Wakana, because this is the company that we both own our personal dispensaries from, was that not only is it for African-American women who are powerful and genius in their own way, but mm-hmm. also to learn about the fact that we have endocannabinoid systems. We have an entire system in our body that regulates that provides that homeostasis. And when it's looking for CBD and we give our body CBD, it helps us get in balance, you know? Yes. And so tell my listeners about what your kind of daily self-care ritual, what are some of your rituals that you do to kind of stay healthy? Because like you said, you're a PharmD, you're a wife, you're a mother, you know, how do you keep your life in balance?
So I am going to be completely transparent with you all, because anytime I get on any of these webinars or podcasts or recordings, I say that anybody that's listening to me is now my cousin. So we're now all family here. There's no need to put on any fronts or anything. My self-care routine as of very, very recently have been lacking. Because, you know, when you first of all, we just went through a whole pandemic, are still going through it. We were dealing with crazy things up on Capitol Hill. We're dealing with, you know, just a lot of change and transition. And it's hard to adjust sometimes. So I think one of the first things that contributed to my self-care was admitting that I was not doing it. So once I said, okay, I'm admitting that I'm not practicing self-care, what is it that I can do? And I think one of the biggest realizations for me was that self-care does not have to look the same for everyone. So it does not have to be a spa day. It does not have to be going shopping. It doesn't have to be whatever. It could be 10 minutes in your closet because it's quiet there, or 2 minutes of deep breathing in the bathroom at work because that's all that you have. Like, you have to use what you have in order to get to the places that you want to go. You may not have the luxury of being on your own and being by yourself at home. So you might have to get up earlier. I did that this morning. I got up at 4. That never happens.
But I got That's up. Early.
That never happens. I got up at 4. I listened to like some inspirational, I was listening to Oprah Super Soul Sunday, which is what I was listening to. But there was an author on there that wrote a book called The Untethered Soul. So I was listening to his talk and kind of jotting down some notes that resonated with me and really starting my day on a positive note. I did some yoga this morning. And I just really did some meditation, guided meditation after that. And I want to make that a continual practice because it helps me to take control of my day as opposed to the day taking control of me. So if I had to make a comment about what my self-care practice is or what I want it to be, I think it always needs to include breathing. I think it always needs to include slowing down. I think it always needs to include fortifying my mind with positivity, because there's enough negativity in the world. We don't need any more, you know? Yeah. So I think those are the main components of what my self-care looks like, and how that looks on a given day might be different. So maybe taking time to slow down might be yoga. Taking time to slow down might be breathing one day. Taking time to slow down might be sitting down on the couch and not doing anything else but watching a show. You know, just whatever it looks like, those are the main components that I feel like need to be incorporated in order for me to say I'm practicing self-care.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. I definitely think that as, you know, professionals, as mothers, as wives, we have to steal that time for ourselves, because if we don't, someone else is going to demand it. You know, there's always something on the list to do. And so I definitely am a testament to every day I got to have kind of guided meditation, because if I don't, you can tell the difference, you know, and my CBD oil, I can tell when I don't take it, because it reduces my stress.
It does. So true. I can't believe it I left just, that out. I mean, I have some tincture at least once a day. It may not be twice all the time, but at least in the morning, I'm getting it in, or I'm having a gummy after my lunch break. I used my vape before I got on this call. I mean,
yes.
You know, and these are things that as healthcare professionals, there was a big stigma, still is a big stigma against them using these products. People thinking, oh, you on drugs, you're going to get hooked on this. No, as healthcare professionals, we don't have the capacity to be hooked on anything because we have to help other people. So we know, and we have vetted these things, and we are with a company that has vetted these things time and time again to show that there's a true health benefit. So out of all those other things I said, add the CBD to it, because I can definitely tell when I don't take mine.
Yeah. And you're so right, because since there's still a lot of misinformation out there, you know, people are like, oh no, I don't want to try CBD, because I'm always educating my patients on the benefits of CBD for anxiety, for stress, for insomnia. How do I know? I take it every single day. So I know what the benefit is. And I tell them, I say, I'm a psychologist. I have to be able to function. So no, it doesn't get you high. No, I cannot be high because I have to function. But what it does is it calms me and it focuses me. And that's when I'm able to be the best psychologist or provide the best support that I can emotionally that my patients need, because I'm taking care of me. And that's why, again, like to me, the deep breathing, the guided meditation are essentials for me, because I can tell how I feel different when I don't do it. And it feels off. You got to keep your energy in line. And so what are some of your, what are some of your most favorite essential oils? Because I'm a diffuser as well. I love the essential oils in the diffuser. What are some of your favorite?
Oh, goodness. If I had to choose, do I have to choose one, or can I have a couple?
No, okay. Please.
I
just want to give them some nuggets of information.
Okay. So frankincense is one of my favorites. I didn't used to be like a woodsy smelling oil type of girl. But as I began to learn more about essential oils and their benefits, frankincense kind of came to me at a time that I needed it. And it's very, very good to help with grounding and balancing the emotions. It has other benefits. It's been studied in cancer cell proliferation. It's been studied and a ton of other things, but I think the grounding and balancing was very, very good for me, especially around the time when I came to learn about frankincense. It just really, really helped me a lot. Lavender, of course, everybody knows about lavender. It's often called the Swiss Army knife of essential oils. So like if there's anything that you're trying to address, lavender is going to have something to do with it, whether it's like addressing a little bit of inflammation or calming or helping with wounds. Like it has a lot of different properties. So frankincense and lavender are definitely at the top of my list for more reasons than one.
What about black seed oil? That one, my daughter swears by black seed oil when it comes to menstrual cramps.
Oh yes. So black seed oil, I've been more of an oral black seed oil user than I have for my menstrual cramps. So for menstrual cramps, that's CBD. I used to be the one to pop the ibuprofen, the Tylenol, the Midol, all of that. I tried to do my CBD instead of that, and that's what I do now, because we know that those over-the-counter medications can cause problems with your liver, with your kidneys. So I've been more of an oil user. What I found for the black seed oil is that when I take it, when I have like colds or that congestion, I find that I can literally feel it breaking up. So I like to, my child, I like to use, she said, you're so beautiful. She said, I like to use it when I'm having symptoms of a cold coming on, and it really helps to break up that mucus. So that's been my personal testimony of black seed oil. Very good for your skin, good for your hair. Like it's an amazing oil.
Okay. That's wonderful. Now, do you do the diffuser too? And what are some other ways that we can do the essential oils? Because I know that you love essential oils and you often talk about them when we're talking about the CBD. What are some other ways that we can use them? Because the only way that I really know is in the diffuser.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you can use them in a diffuser. You can use them topically. So like I said, if you're having any wound issues, make sure you don't put essential oil on an open wound, because it can cause some irritation depending on the stage of the healing of the wound. But once it's healed, you can kind of rub it around the area. What else can you do? You can rub it in the palms of your hands and inhale. So you can kind of create your own diffuser in your hand. And that rubbing activates the essential oil, activates those molecules so that it's easier for them to get into your system that way, especially when you're inhaling. You can put, what else can you do? You can put some essential oils in your tea. So the ones that I like to add to my tea, I like lemon, I like peppermint. Wakana has an essential defense essential oil blend, and that blend is rosemary, lemon, clove, peppermint, rosemary, lemon, clove, eucalyptus, and cinnamon. And so that one is good. I put that in my tea. I put that on my toothbrush sometimes when I'm brushing my teeth. I diffuse it when it's like flu season or cold season, because viruses cannot really live in the presence of a couple of those essential oils in there, cinnamon and cloves. They can't live in the presence of it. So I'm not claiming that essential oils cure viruses. I'm not claiming any of that, listeners. But what I am saying is that there have been studies to show that these essential oils make it a tough environment for viruses to thrive in. I put those on the bottom of my family's feet and my feet. So you may take a carrier oil like coconut oil or jojoba, whatever you have on you, even olive oil if you want. But that carrier oil does exactly what it says. It carries the essential oil molecules into your body, and your feet have some of the biggest pores in your body. So it takes about 20 or 30 minutes to get all those essential oil molecules to all the cells in your body. So if you put on some essential oils on your feet and then you put some socks on, you're guaranteed to get that absorption. So my baby has been an oily baby since she was too young to even talk about what oils were. Now I know about dilution. Now I know about how much you're supposed to put on a child versus an adult. Now I know how to adjust those things. I used to slap eucalyptus on her chest, on her feet. I used to do all kinds of things that you're not supposed to do, but she's here to tell the tale. So now that I know better, I do better. I say that specifically about kids, though, on another tangent, because kids or people with breathing issues or breathing abnormalities, like people with asthma and things, there are certain oils that can be too harsh for them to have up here, like on the chest, because it can cause some, bronchospasms.
Okay.
So you don't want to have like too much eucalyptus or too much peppermint up here on the chest for a baby or for somebody that has some of those breathing issues, because it can be too much. So that's one of the reasons. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the reasons why, you know, our ancestors know everything. Our grandmothers put Vicks on our feet and put socks on, because it's going to do the same thing as if it was up here. It'll just travel through the rest of your body.
You know, that's interesting that you say that for the bottom of your feet, because I had bought these pads and I'm not really sure what was in them, but I believe there was some essential oils in them. And you basically put them right there on the sole of your feet and it absorbs all the toxins out of your feet. Mm-hmm. And when you wake up in the morning, I mean, it's just like soot, like just dirt. It just looks like you had a lot of toxins inside your body. And right. I just think it's interesting how you say put it on the bottom of your feet. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's mm-hmm. another energy center too. I know, can't think of her name, but there's this energy doctor who will say spoon your feet right there to kind of help give you more energy. So I think it's interesting how the essential oils and a lot of that holistic type medicine is along the same lines.
And reflexology isn't my ministry in terms of knowing all the intricacies, but I am so intrigued by it, because if you ever look at a reflexology chart with your feet or even with your hands, there are pieces or parts of your feet and hands where if they're doing acupuncture on your feet, or if they're rubbing or massaging particular parts of your feet, is correlated with a particular part of your body. So I don't know all the anatomy, like looking at the feet, but there's your spleen, your stomach, your lungs, and there's different parts of your feet that when you rub essential oils on those places, or essential oils that can be used to help those places, then it'll really get to that actual part. So it's It's so amazing. Like you said, essential oils are not new. We talk about this on the certification, like drugs are the new kids on the block. Like not essential oils, not plants, none of those things. Like our bodies are designed to recognize plant-based options. They're designed to recognize things that come from nature. They're not necessarily designed to recognize medications. Now, don't hear me say that you shouldn't take them, because medications can be life-saving, particularly for people who are not interested in switching over to a plant-based alternative, or their condition is so far gone that those alternatives can't necessarily be as effective. But I mean, there are options. If you haven't gone that far and your condition is not so severe that plant-based alternatives can't work, there are options for you. You just got to be willing to be patient and willing to let your body heal itself by itself if it's given the chance.
Yeah. And I think that's what I love about, you know, your message as a PharmD, is that you're saying, don't limit yourself. You know, there are other well-known, established medicinal plant-based medicines, or, you know, like meditation is something mm-hmm. that I think a lot of people are becoming aware of, the effects of, the really healing effects of it. And so, you know, that's just my message is I love that we're open to trying yeah. new things, and we're open to learning other ways that we can heal ourselves, other ways that we can be calm and relaxed, and to just be our best selves. Because at the end of the day, you know, that's really what it's about.
Yeah. And I mean, I think too, now that you say that, we live in such a microwave society. Like, we want everything to happen in the same amount of time it takes to pop a bag of popcorn. Like that, and that's a problem with why people, I think, I'm not going to speak for everybody, but I think that's why people shy away from natural methods of healing. Because whether it's meditation, where when you meditate, you may not really think anything is going on, but you may not notice that effect until later when you're about to spaz out, and then you decide, let me deep breathe first. It becomes a habit. It's a practice. Or like when you're using essential oils or CBD for something, you may have to wait to find your sweet spot of how much essential oil, how much CBD you should use. Whereas a pill that gives you the pill, it acts immediately, and it also gives you those side effects immediately. So, and maybe not immediately, but you get my point. It's we don't want to wait anymore. We want to take what our doctors give us, and that's it. And it pains me every day when I talk to a patient and it's like, what medication were you trying to feel? The one that started with the E, you know, like they don't even know the name. But as soon as you recommend something like, well, have you tried this plant-based alternative, or have you tried this or tried that? It's like, oh, I need to do my research now, or I need to look into that. You know, it's like complete loss of autonomy when it comes to taking care and taking charge of our health. It's like, whatever my doctor says goes. And when something else is suggested that might not work as quickly, I'm not sure that I want any parts of it. So I just like to spread the message, similar to you. I just like to spread the message that there is another way. If you're willing to be patient, if you're willing to explore options for yourself that are healthy. Now, I was talking about Super Soul Sunday earlier. And I think one of the important things that Oprah usually says at the opening of all her conversations is the greatest gift is something to the effect of, the greatest gift that we can give ourselves is time to be fully present. And I think another thing that I would add, if I had to add something to it, is time to give our bodies a chance to heal using what our bodies can actually use to heal on their own. So I could talk about this all day.
I love it. We got one more minute, and I just want you to share with listeners, you know, if they would like to connect with you, they'd like to go onto your website, get some CBD, where can they connect with you?
Okay, so I am on Instagram as I am Dr. Joy. So all of that is spelled out, IAMDOCTORJOY. I'm on Facebook as Joy Marcel Smith. That's my full name. JoyMarcelleSmith. And I am drjoysmith.wakandaforlife.com. But for those of you who are listening on Dr. Erica's show, you are going to go to Dr. Erica's website and purchase her CBD. Okay? I am a guest. When I have my podcast, you can purchase from me. But we are purchasing from Dr. Erica this evening.
I love Dr. Joy. I love you. You know, again, it's a blessing that we get to work together, the work that we do with Wakana, the message that we're bringing about CBD, and just really encouraging people to take care of themselves and take the time, you know, to learn about those alternative plant-based therapies, essential oil therapies that are going to make a difference in your life. And so just thank you. Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge and just for being here. Appreciate you.
I am so excited I got to come on the show with you, and I want to share this show with everyone. Like I said, not just this episode, but I want to make sure that we are able to get this information out to as many people as we can, staying healthy, keeping your mind right. I mean, I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. We will be back next with another terrific episode that will allow you to master your mind. Please visit hemphappier.com for more information about Dr. Erica and CBD oil. See you next week.